Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
Oh, I love this show, and I love our guest. He's an old friend in comedy. He's not old, by any
means. I'm old!
He's old!
Damn it! Close the door!
What? What? Is he pooping? He is Hampton Yunt. You love his stand-up.
You love it.
I love it. You're going to love it.
You love it. The guy, remember that level of drunk where you just repeat things back
you
to people
love
aggressively no matter what they say? Like, I think I'm going to get out of here.
You get out of here.
Does anybody want to get any pizza? You want to get pizza.
I do.
Yeah, you do. So Hampton is also a Crow T Robot on MST3K.
Word saying, motherfucker.
Yeah. He is so good.
On Netflix.
Download
Netflix.
Check it out. You can stream his ass.
You can stream your ass.
You can stream your ass all day.
That drunk repeater in the corner is Daniel Van Kirk. Hi, Dan.
You're a drunk repeater.
Hey, come on.
I told you, I've turned a new leaf. I'm done being sober for these shows.
That's smart.
Smart.
Good call.
I'm finally getting my shit together.
Smart. Here's the beauty of this show, and for those who don't know, we believe that the world is getting dumber
as we
speak, and there's plenty of evidence for that, and so our way to combat that is through comedy.
Yeah, we created a town where all dumb things happen, and we say, look at this.
And let's have fun with
Let's try to understand it. Let's try to get in the head of it
and break it down. Great stories are sent to us by our dumb boots on the ground.
Yes.
Are people out there who are searching out for great stories, and they send them to you, Dan. They hashtag
or send it to DMOTGs. They at Daniel Van Kirk on Twitters, and then hashtag it Dumb People Town.
They send you the story.
Yeah.
We don't know. We have not seen these stories. Hampton has not seen these stories.
Yeah.
I forgot them.
Yeah. You forgot them.
I wrote them in Wingding, so I have to try and translate
my own code. I have to trick myself because I have dual identities.
Yes, exactly.
Hampton, but Hampton, you have been in comedy. I feel like this is exactly what you do. You find the moment at which someone is acting as stupidly as possible, and you try and point that out.
That's what we all do.
That's
our favorite part of life.
Yes.
Mildly superior.
Well, I love it. Which is comedians, we kind of do.
No, Hampton's been about conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Your joke about
you just got to out conspiracy theory them.
Like,
that's a dumb person town kind of thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Someone's trying to convince you that the moon landing.
Yeah, the moon landing didn't happen. And then you just got to be like, you believe in the moon? What science do you have to prove that's real?
Yeah. Go one step beyond them. Because
then they have nowhere to go.
They got nothing.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. It's actually fun. I'm trying to make a pilot right now with that basic idea. So who knows if that comes to light.
Oh, I'd love that. I like that you believe in light.
Pilots.
How do you know that's not just God's blessings on us?
Yeah.
Can you prove photosynthesis? How do you know it's not just God kissing the plants?
Who have been like, there's cameras in every single TV. The government watches you whenever they want. Now, do we end
every Apple computer that gets sent to you?
Well, I know we have people in our life that I know for a fact put post-it notes
on their
my girlfriend does that.
Yeah.
Their
computer.
I was just talking with somebody about
you
this
believe in
where
girlfriends?
They're all like no, I don't
either.
But she's just making kidding. Me a monotheist.
All right.
But I don't know, just like it's funny, people are always like worried about privacy and everything, but it's like every time you go to the airport, they're taking photos of your genitals.
Yeah.
We gave that right up so quick. Yeah. Where we're like, it's gonna take
hands
another
up, everything out of my pocket. Sure.
It's going to take another 5 minutes for me to get pat down. No, take a photo of my dick.
Yeah, do that.
Take a photo, put it in records. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is good that your girlfriend is helping you get there because your wife does not appreciate that.
I wish my wife and my girlfriend could get along.
Right?
That would be great material on stage. Fellas, you know how you're doing your girlfriend and your wife.
trying to play.
How do I
play
get these two together? Huh?
Trying to relate. God, why is this? Why does this bit only work in Salt Lake City?
The open bigamist.
The relatable bigamist. The
relatable bigamist. You know,
it's just like, so folksy.
Guys, is it me or when your girlfriend calls and your wife answers the phone, she is a little upset. Am I right? Is she a little too much? It's a moment you don't want to wake up to every day.
Am I right?
Am I right? Is she right? Ladies with one man, back me up on this. Dan, you,
you want to do a story?
Yeah, let's jump into a story.
I apologize for not saying his name right. Robert. This was sent in by Robert.
Robert Mueller, the guy who's doing the independent investigation
on the press. Smirkansky.
Smirkansky.
S-M-R-E-Kansky.
Smirkansky.
At Matted Blubber.
Matted Blubber. Matted Blubber. This is Smirkansky's. Got a problem, we'll see you down on Wacker.
Down on Wacker. Lower down. Wacker.
Lower Wacker. I'll see
you. Come on, it'll be fun.
Me and Smirkansky down on Lower Wacker.
This is my kid, Jimmy. Jimmy, tell him my dad's crazy.
He's crazy, but he'll see you down on Lower Wacker.
I'm going to tell you guys, as personal friends, if anyone ever tries to get you to go down to Lower Wacker,
don't do it.
You'll never come back. I'm not joking. One time I was in
college.
This is
Chicago talk, everybody.
Yes, I'm in college with my girlfriend and her friend. And for
Northern Illinois University.
No, I was at Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Northern Illinois DeKalb, right by Rochelle, Heartland. Right. This is in Chicago. Heartland. They went to Loyola. Uh-huh. So we're driving around Chicago. It's middle of night. For some reason, her roommate, friend, was driving her car, and I'm in the back, and I'm telling them, like, they get down on Lower Wacker. They get down on Lower Wacker, and I'm like, we need to get out of Lower Wacker. This is how you get, and you can get lost down there. I mean, there's a lot of.
It's like a maze down there.
It is. I'm like, take a right. Get that damn man.
Take a right.
Jack Nicholson's chasing me with an axe.
Guys, they take a left instead of right, and we end up in like a dead end in Lower Wacker at like 2-3 in the morning.
This is where things
We make the U-turn and turn around. When we turn back around, there are now people walking into the street
towards your car.
And I just said,
gun it.
Yes.
Gun it.
Do not slow down for any of these
people.
You
said, listen, whack them if you have to. We're on Lower Wacker.
That being said,
it's like the Warriors show up.
It is.
Matted Blubber's House of Matted Blubber on Lower Wacker is a phenomenal.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wait.
Smirkansky's House of Blubber. Yes. House of Matted Blubber. All right. Blubber. What's the story, dude?
All right. This story has so many questions and not enough answers.
Right? We'll have to try to provide some.
Youngstown, Ohio.
Here we go. Swing state.
Yep. A 28-year-old man said he got into an argument with a woman that ended with her punching him, threatening him with a knife, and the loss of his golden teeth.
All golden
teeth?
Throw out
your gold teeth and see how they roll.
The fact that the two of you...
The answer they reveal.
I don't want you to
say this is creepy.
Hampton, you saw what I saw, right?
Creepy.
You saw what I
started
saw.
It.
When you guys start harmonizing.
It's like
it's an old Steely Dan song.
I know, but have
gold
you ever?
Teeth.
You've done so many great characters on TV shows. Have you ever pitched a deal where you guys are like
just
a duo of like folk singers that have broken up and refused to speak to each other, but you will
only
sing
song.
Together?
Only song?
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Throw out your gold teeth
now, see?
And see how they roll. The answer they reveal.
Oh man,
life is unreal.
His dressing room's bigger than mine.
I hope someone turned to the Spoke channel at that moment and was like, it's music.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad folk music. Oh. I didn't know that. Oh. I didn't realize. Meanwhile, Walter Becker just rolled over in his bed.
All the classic bad folk hits.
Everything you hated about the 60s.
Everything you hate. Now on one shitty
disc. These are all the songs that couldn't change the government.
Come with it now.
You guys ready for the first question of the story?
Yes.
We can keep going. We can keep coming with
No.
So as I said, just to review.
She's going to grab his gold teeth, punch him in the face,
threaten
cut him
with
a knife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's our first type. According to a police report, the victim and the 19-year-old suspect were riding in a vehicle together at 11 6:20 a.m. Friday when they began to argue. If I just it's told like, you, like here's what happens to the story, you
I
were
like
thinking,
her because she's spunky.
Yeah, but you were thinking nighttime only.
Yeah.
How does this start around noon on a Friday?
Before lunch.
Yes.
You're already
By the way, with the weekend ahead of you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Just make it through the day. Yes.
There's hope on that.
I'm thinking these are the type of people where the weekend doesn't really matter.
Yeah, there is no weekend.
Blurs together.
11:20 is that time when I've worked in offices in other lives.
Where you feel yourself falling asleep?
Yeah. Or you're saying to yourself, I'm hungry. Do I want to eat this early? Because I'll definitely be hungry again. Or if I leave right now, we can beat the line at Chipotle.
Yes.
That's what 11:20 is.
If I leave right now, we can beat. If you've said that in your life.
Can I make a guess that I'm the only person in this room that's gotten drunk off margaritas at a Chipotle?
Yes.
But you not can't the get only margaritas person. At a Chipotle.
The hell you can't.
Oh, my God.
We did it in Chicago. It was our goal for the day.
To get drunk at a Chipotle?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Get hammered. We treated it like Cheers. People would come in and be like, yay!
Pablo! Cinco de Mayo.
Somebody Every listening day. To us right now on Sirius on the Spoke Channel has also gotten drunk in a Chipotle.
Oh, sure.
You know what? Two of the two people in this story have probably gotten drunk.
There are people listening to this right now that are drinking at a Chipotle.
I hope so.
They're listening on their phone on the app.
I want to take Hampton to go get a margarita at a Chipotle.
Oh, man. Is that specific to like Chicago or something?
Nope. In fact, I just did it in LA about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. All right, I'll go.
This guy was so cool. It was his first day, and you know, I was chill with him. I really walked him slowly through building my burrito bowl. Sure. And then I was like, you know what I'll do? You guys got I'll do a margarita too. You don't see those at every location because it is true. Not every location has them.
Give me a marg.
And then he goes, you know what? I'm just going to charge you for chips, guac, and a margarita. You have that bowl on me.
I'm like,
you're a horrible new employee.
It's his first day.
I know.
Buddy.
You know what? I love that he feels like he's already in the position to like, skim off the top. I got it all here.
I see this thing for the fraud it is.
I give out deals the way I want to give out deals.
Yes.
No Chipotle doesn't tell me how to do my
You life. Don't own me. I don't work for you, Chipotle.
You actually do.
You actually do.
All right, so back to 11:20 a.m. Friday. Why anybody would start this much violence is beyond.
I have a theory.
Yes.
The teeth. It's a argument over weight loss in the couple. They both committed to gaining weight. It's about to be lunchtime. She knows he's about to eat a really awful meal.
I'm going
to
cut those teeth out of your
mouth. Cut those teethers out.
Well, here we go. The victim said, so they're in the car at 11:20 a.m. They start to argue. Mm-hmm. The victim said he pulled into the parking lot of the Taco Bell on Market
Street. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell this to everybody listening.
10 tacos for $10.
If you are trying to de-escalate any situation.
Do not show up at a Taco Bell.
Yes, that is not. You things are going to go up.
Everything is going to be accelerated. Your shitting patterns.
That's a fighting parking lot.
Yes.
There's certain parking lots that are meant
if you
for
de-escalate,
ending their relationship.
If you want to de-escalate,
take
you
it to
pull
a park.
To a Kohl's or a JCPenney. Yeah. That is a more like.
That's where you chill it out a little bit.
Maybe a Michael's
clothes.
Or a Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, but you do not go Taco Bell.
Big Lots. You could do it in a Big Lots.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to even think about getting married again, renewing your vows,
yes.
You take it to a Joann Fabrics.
Right. Now, if you want to even go bigger than Taco Bell, like you're gonna kill
We're
somebody.
We're stepping this up.
Burlington Coat Factory.
That's where you're like, I'm going to do some meth while I'm punching. You.
Yes, exactly. You're going to hold still and take it.
But just sit there and take it.
So I don't want to blame the victim, but he pulled into a Taco Bell. That's on him.
By the way, that's Burlington Coat Factory's new motto. Just sit there and take it. Burlington Coat Factory.
Hey, there's somebody passed out outside. Burlington Coat Factory. He's wearing one of our coats.
Hey,
he probably works here.
Hey, should we do something for that guy? Burlington Coat Factory.
There's so much blood. Burlington Coat Factory.
We're always next to a pool hall. Burlington Coat Factory.
Is he breathing? Burlington Coat Factory.
Bring your own darts. Burlington Coat Factory.
Don't mind the chalk outlines. Burlington Coat Factory.
Don't worry about it. I already checked his wallet. It's empty. Burlington Coat Factory.
These aren't coats.
Burlington Coat Factory. Factory is closed.
Burlington Coat
Factory. Oh, okay. Yeah. Here we go. So they pull into the Taco Bell on Market Street. Add that to the walking tour. I don't know if they meant to do this pun, but it's in here. I think they did not. They pull into the Taco Bell where he ordered the woman to get out of his car.
Extra large.
I'll take a woman leaving my car.
I'll take an extra large woman leaving my car.
Can I get some of those green pieces of paper you guys call lettuce here? But she refused to get out. Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. If I'm him, you know what I do? I get out.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
You, you have an option.
You are being so right here, because literally, what a dumb man to pull into a Taco Bell yes. parking lot and then be like, get out.
Yeah.
You think that woman's going to just leave and sit in a Taco Bell parking
no.
lot?
No. The man said the woman started punching him and pulled out his gold teeth. Knocked.
Pull them out. That is...
You're going to eat those gorditas in there, Carl.
You're going to gum them, you son of a bitch.
You're going to gum them if you're going to get a gordita. You guys, you're getting nachos all
good luck eating one of them Dorito tacos.
She said, I will get out, but you open your mouth and let me pull out some of your teeth. And he was like, God damn it, Sheila.
Jesus. All right,
fine. The man said the woman tried to stab him but missed. Okay, if they're in a car and she missed, that's on her.
She's bad.
Yes.
Bad aim.
Then ran out of the car. He suffered a cut to his finger. I just want to lay something up for you guys that I can't get over. The knife came out after
the teeth were
the
out.
Teeth. Yeah. So what was he a willing participant in to be, let his teeth be pulled out
and then
bite her.
And yeah. then just be sitting here?
Yes.
You take a flurry of punches and then you have to go, okay. Open your mouth, present your teeth.
And do you think she also was like...
Because you can't grab teeth. They'll right. bite your fingers.
Present. Present. Yeah, no, the easiest way to keep... No, the easy. You don't even have to bite someone. The easiest way to keep someone from pulling your teeth out is to close your mouth. Yeah. Like the amount of
I
torque
agree.
That your jaw generates.
No one can get that now.
Yes.
Who's going to pull a tooth out right
so
here?
One of the strongest things we have is you can't make me open my mouth.
One of the strongest things ever is the mouth of a Connecticut wasp.
Yes.
I said, get it out of here. She won't do that to me while I'm at the yacht.
Not at a Taco Bell.
No. I said I went to the Hunt Club barbecue.
No penises will penetrate my throat.
Nothing will be in my throat.
I'm neither spit nor swallow.
You've heard of deep throat. I'm shallow throat.
I want to make a Gilligan's Island joke, but no one will get it.
Nope.
So that, do you think that she was like, I wanted to get his teeth out, but I got that's done, but I still
now
have this
what?
Knife.
I now still have some anger. I want to just finish this off.
I think we need to know what play. The argument was about. I feel like it's not resolved.
It was how bad she didn't want to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah. I still have this knife. Why don't I just swing it at him and miss him from 3
and
inches?
And then I'll get out. Yeah. Then I leave on
then
my
I,
terms.
Then I did it how I wanted to do it.
Yes.
I did it my way.
Yes.
You know, she's just a Del Taco bitch.
Yeah, she is. She's one.
I'm a 5-star Del Taco bitch.
Yeah, she is.
Is that Taylor Swift song?
He suffered a cut to his finger, which I feel like he would not shut up about.
That is, yeah. That's
he probably complained more about that than the teeth.
Yeah.
Go to the cops, build up the story.
We'll get out of here on this. The victim told police he was not in a relationship with the woman.
Of course
and they
not.
Were just friends.
That not was anymore. Him digging the knife
How
in.
How many times did the cop writing it down being like, I get it, man. Yeah. Okay, I just need you to understand. This finger, it was not caught by anyone I love.
Exactly.
Yeah, we get it.
Dude. This is the moral of this story is break up over text.
I love that. And then he's like, officer, I don't think you understand. We were just friends. If I'm that cop, I go, I'm going to go on a limb here, you son of a bitch, and say, you guys aren't even friends.
Exactly. You're not even that.
This woman does not like you.
You aren't, you weren't, you will never be.
Right.
You shouldn't even be on nodding terms.
To quote another time we had Hampton on the show, she was not one of his peeps.
That's right. Yes. She was not
one of his
peeps. Officer, she's not my peep. Again, he's Southern for no reason.
Well, you know who is often found
at parking lots.
At Taco Bell parking lots just because he's looking for a deal. And he's fallen on some hard times, is a friend of the show, and we welcome him in right now just to say a quick hello to us. And that is, of course, the great
martial artist,
actor,
sheriff,
Russian diplomat, and musician.
And cop, part-time
lover.
Cop.
Part-time cop, part-time lover, Steven Seagal. How you doing, Steve? Wow.
Konnichiwa.
Okay.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, there you go.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Hey, whoa, you're bowing a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's on brand.
It is.
It's an honor to bring an A-list celebrity to your guys' show.
As soon as one gets here, we'll be right there with
you. We will feel honored.
But I appreciate the kimono that you guys provided for me.
No one, that is actually just a towel from the bathroom.
Well, it still covers all the necessary parts.
Some of them, yeah.
Kind of peeking out.
So have you ever gotten into an altercation in a Taco Bell parking lot?
I welcome altercations. I heard you guys say I'm a police officer. I'm actually a deputy.
Mm-hmm. You've been deputized.
I am a deputy. I'm also a Russian diplomat.
Mm-hmm. You know that? Not officially.
No, it's official on the Russian side.
Oh, on the Russian side, yeah, so you're a diplomat.
Yeah, it makes me more of an Americano diplomat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would like to tell you, first of all, I spend a lot of time in Taco Bell parking lots.
Sure.
Because what people don't know is, yes? Mm.
Well, he's on a headset.
He's on Bluetooth.
I ordered it, but it never came.
Okay.
So he's taking
a Bluetooth.
I don't understand. The park is an address, so why can't you deliver there?
They're not going to deliver food. They're just going to deliver food to a random park.
This is Steven Seagal.
Oh,
no, not like the bird Seagal.
No, oh, Jesus.
Can I talk to your manager?
Oh, he's trying to order a party size.
Yeah. We got
to
wrap this up.
A
platter.
If you guys sell 6 foot subs, why can't you deliver them?
No, they don't deliver it.
What's COD?
Wrap it up. Cash on delivery.
Back to you guys. What I wanted to say is Taco Bell parking lot. A lot of times people leave extra lettuce and cheese in the wrappers.
So you actually get an opportunity.
You can fill up on that.
Yep.
And I wanted to let you guys know one other
thing. Before he gets out of here.
Steven Seagal, yellow tinted sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I have a prototype that I drew on a napkin. If you guys are interested, I'm looking
forward to that. I'm trying to become a sniper. That would work great for me.
And a shop teacher. And you're also trying to become a shop teacher. We'll talk about this off
Steven, we'll make sure that sandwich gets delivered to you in the park.
If anybody's heading my way, I'd be happy to let me ride in your car.
We'll talk about that later. God, get Dan. All right, Konnichiwa. Get Dan back. That was him getting up. All right. Okay.
What a show.
What a show, you guys. How about it?
It was a good time.
Dumb People Town, guys. If you like what you're listening to here, check out the show on iTunes. It's free. You can listen to it. Dumb People Town. We have a lot of great guests who have been on the show. Rate it. Review it. Listen
to it. Don't open your mouth for anybody.
Thank you, Hampton Yunt. Follow him on on Twitter. Follow him on the Instagram. You're on Instagram, right?
I'm on the Instagram.
Stream the shit out of him on Netflix.
And stream on Netflix. As he is a part of one of our favorite shows, the reboot of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Daniel Van Kirk, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is always fun. Love y'all.
Guys, we got to get back to work. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.